From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting the United States is rejecting Russian claims that the nerve gas sarin, the agent responsible for scores of deaths in Syria last week, was the inadvertent result of an airstrike on a rebel-held munitions depot. The National Security Council is accusing Syria and Russia of attempting to confuse the world community about who is responsible for using chemical weapons against the Syrian people both on this occasion and previously. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. missile strikes on the Syrian airbase was consistent with the U.S. national interest to deter the use of chemical weapons.
This military action demonstrates the United States will not passively stand by while Assad blithely ignores international law and employs chemical weapons he had declared destroyed. We were aware of the presence of Russians at the airfield and took appropriate actions to ensure no Russians were injured in the attack.
Mattis also said the campaign against the Islamic State group remains a top priority in Syria. He says the bombing of the Syrian airfield Thursday in retaliation for the government's use of chemical weapons against civilians was a separate issue in the military campaign. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is expected to hold talks with Russian leaders in Moscow Wednesday. Tillerson has accused Moscow of failing to prevent the alleged chemical attack by the Assad regime that killed nearly 100 people in Syria, including children. Tillerson has urged the Kremlin to rethink its support for the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. responded to the chemical attack by firing missiles at targets on a Syrian airbase, and the White House says additional military activity in Syria remains an option. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.